This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning, I'm David Castleman. Kingsley is the latest community up north to pass new medical marijuana rules. The village council voted last week to clear the way for legal medical marijuana businesses in town. Municipalities across Michigan are dealing with this issue. That's because new state laws regulating medical marijuana have gone into effect. Here to talk about it all is IPR's managing editor, Aaron Selbig. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, David.
What exactly did Kingsley approve last week?
Kingsley has decided to allow marijuana production in their community, but not retail. So you're not going to see dispensaries popping up in Kingsley, not anytime soon. The reason they had this conversation is because there's a Canadian company called Theracan that wants to spend $20 million on a big marijuana production facility that they'll put at the Kingsley Industry Park that would basically ship medical marijuana to dispensaries all over Michigan. So Kingsley decided that their community is okay with that. You know, that it's expected that this could create up to 100 jobs. They're not okay with retail marijuana dispensaries in the village.
And a retail dispensary would be someplace where you could go when you have a medical marijuana card and
buy some medical marijuana.
Okay.
Right.
How does the Kingsley vote connect to what's going on at the state level?
Well, we have to go back to 2008 to figure out what's going on at the state level. In 2008, voters in Michigan approved the Michigan Medical Marijuana Initiative, and that, for the first time, legalized medical marijuana in Michigan. It regulated, you know, how many plants a medical marijuana patient could have. It regulated a caregiver-patient relationship. But it had a lot of holes in it. The law had a lot. It created a lot of legal holes that the state legislature wanted to patch. So last year, the legislature passed a series of three laws that kind of fix some of the things that they perceive was wrong with the marijuana initiative. They allow edibles for the first time. They create a tracking system on seeds and plants. And perhaps most importantly, they create a new tax on medical marijuana.
One of the other things that we've noticed is that a lot of these medical marijuana dispensaries have been raided by law enforcement in recent years. We've seen that from Gaylord, to Traverse City. Will these new state rules affect that at all, do you expect?
Yeah. Those dispensaries have maybe been the biggest sticking point in the old law that was passed by voters. They operate in a legal gray area. It's not expressly written into the old law whether the dispensaries are legal or not. And some prosecutors, including Bob Cooney, the Grand Traverse County prosecutor, have taken a hard line and interpreted that as no, they're not legal, and that's why you see them getting raided. The new law makes them legal. It subjects them to a licensing process. The state is going to open that process up next month on December 15th. So these dispensaries will, for the first time, be able to become official by applying for a license with the state of Michigan.
What happens to communities that don't pass any medical marijuana rules?
Then the dispensaries, the marijuana production, all aspects of the medical marijuana trade will not be legal in their communities. That's the default. If a community does want it to be legal, then they have to do what Kingsley did, and they have to pass ordinances and new rules that expressly allow medical marijuana business in their community.
How are some other communities up north dealing with this issue?
Acme Township has passed new rules allowing medical marijuana businesses. Kalkaska has. Traverse City is taking a look at it. They haven't acted yet. There are several communities up north that have decided that it could be a part of their economy.
While all this is going on, Aaron, there's also a push to legalize recreational marijuana in Michigan. Can you give us an update on what's going on with that?
It's amazing, David, how quickly marijuana laws are changing in Michigan, and it's kind of reflective of what's happening. This wave is happening all over the country. And yeah, there's a group out there that's been collecting signatures in Michigan to put this question of recreational marijuana on the ballot in 2018. They say they have more than enough signatures to qualify. They have more than 350,000. And they are hoping to get that approved and to put that before voters next year. At the same time, in Detroit, 2 weeks ago, voters there kind of got a surprise win on medical marijuana. The city council in Detroit had placed a bunch of new restrictions on marijuana dispensaries, and voters there decided to undo those restrictions.
Aaron Selbig is IPR's managing editor. Thanks for talking with us, Aaron.
Thank you, David.